From today's passage from Isaiah chapter 49, we read, "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." Hello again. This past Sunday, I did something I've not done since the COVID epidemic hit, namely, go to a movie. When was the last time you went to the movies rather than watching it, one at on home or one of the cable channels? The movie I saw was titled Cabrini, and it presents the profound story of the courageous labors of Mother Cabrini in defense of immigrants, most of them Italian. As an immigrant herself, she knew well the horrible prejudice against immigrants of the latter 19th and early 20th century, especially towards Italian immigrants. In various parts of the movie, Mother Cabrini is portrayed as challenging courageously church authorities, elected officials, and even Italian legislators as she fought the pervasive prejudices of her times against Italians, against all immigrants, as well as against women. In one scene, she challenges the Archbishop of New York City with the assertive words, "I need a place, an orphanage, where my children can be children." Certainly, Frances Xavier Cabrini, born in the 1850s and died in 1917, was the first American saint and was aptly called Mother because inspired by the same spirit revealed through today's passage from Isaiah, she, like God, never forgot her children. Allow me to say a few words about this powerful movie and its somewhat personal implications. You see, folks, I grew up in a suburb of Philadelphia called Narberth. It was a mostly middle-class town. A few blocks from my home was the Italian section, where I got to know classmates and develop friendship with the children of Italian immigrants. Their names alone convey their Italian heritage. Carlo D'Amidio, Nicky DiCarlo, Lucio Massaro, Benny Falcone, and Frankie Galdini. When we played outside, they did not see much difference among us. But when I visited their homes, I could sense something foreign. While poorer than my family's home, my Italian friends' homes often had a fragrant garlic aroma, as often their mothers would be cooking up a sauce. The Italian neighborhood itself conveyed aspects of Italian culture. For instance, when I walked around, I would be introduced to opera, as Mr. Galdini, when working in his tailor shop, would often play Italian opera, revealing his culture's aesthetic intelligence. In this and other ways, I came to appreciate their Italian heritage. Later, as we grew up and grew apart, I recognized the prejudice that my friends must have felt, and I did not. Well, I too was a child of immigrants. My parents were Irish, and so spoke the same language, and often looked like the common American. I did not feel the subtle, at times overt prejudice that they and their parents faced due to their brown skin and foreign accents. And so when I watched the movie Cabrini, memories, some pleasing, others disturbing, came back. The movie itself is set in the late 19th century, portrays Mother Cabrini fighting against prejudices and for the dignity of all peoples. It begins with Mother Cabrini pestering her archbishop and then even Pope Leo XIII himself to receive permission to set up missionary works for a fledgling order in Asia. After numerous failed attempts, she does accept the Pope's request to not go to the Far East, but to the West, namely America, and specifically New York City. And so we journey with her and her five religious companions to five points in New York City, a crime-ridden slum of the city where many Italian immigrants were forced to settle. As the story goes, we find her facing prejudice of all sorts against her ethnicity and her gender. She faced insults from the mayor of the city and even the archbishop. But like a genuine mother, Cabrini does not back down and fights against prejudice of all kinds. One moving scene, she challenges businessmen to fund her hospital, proclaiming that they too, or their ancestors, were once immigrants and felt the sting of prejudicial words directed toward the Irish, the Jews, the Poles, and so forth. Without giving away the movie's denouement, let me just say her challenge to the Italian Senate about their responsibility to help their fellow Italians in America was particularly poignant. The movie concludes by showing the many places in the world where the order she founded, Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart, conduct homes for the aged and the sick, orphanage, industrial schools throughout the world. Next to the link to this reflection, you may find two other links, one a trailer to the movie and the other an overview of the life of this amazing woman. One final point. On this day, when we consider the image of a mother's love for a child and the manner by which Mother Cabrini in her lifetime cared for the needs of children, we also happen to celebrate commemorate two anniversaries. Today, March 13th, is the 11th anniversary of the election of Pope Francis and the 4th anniversary when the president ordered many institutions to shut down due to the emerging COVID pandemic. Both events were historic, but certainly represent the way God continues to care for us even more than a mother cares for her child.